Hey, Lacey. I really didn't know where else to turn with this, so here goes. It was a hot summer day, which I always dreaded working at the trendy coffee shop. Too many people wanting iced this and frozen that. As usual, one of our machines was down, so I couldn't wait for the time to fly by. That was until I heard that sound. It'd been years, but even with my back turned and the hum of the espresso machine, I still recognized it. And when I turned around to take my next order, my suspicions were confirmed. I must admit, I had higher aspirations for you than working here, she said, and it was just as if I was back in time, caught texting in class. I felt chastised and turned on at the same time. I fumbled my way through telling her that this was just a part-time gig over the summer, and felt compelled to tell her about my internship in the fall. I don't know why her smile of approval meant so much to me, but it did. I was beaming. I handed her iced coffee, and she said it was a shame that we couldn't catch up more. I lied and told her it was my break in a couple of minutes anyways. Who the fuck cares if I got fired, Lacey? I wasn't gonna pass up 15 minutes with Ms. Shields. When there were no tables left inside or out on the patio, I asked if she wanted to hang out back where the employees had a tiny table and two chairs set up for break time. The view was shit, just a narrow, grungy alleyway between buildings, but it was less stuffy than inside and private this time of the day. She was cool with it, and of course, as we made our way out there, I could hear the clapping of her tits, and my cock started drooling down my pant leg. That was the sound that I couldn't forget. Everywhere Miss Shields went on campus, the guys could hear those big knockers of hers clanging together. We were like Pavlov's dogs for her and those clattering tits. I barely heard a word she was saying outside in the alleyway. I just kept thinking about how unreal this was, watching that little bead of sweat trickle down her neck between those massive jugs. When she paused in the conversation for me to answer, she blew a breath down her top as if to cool herself off. I think I fucking whimpered. My dick was so hard, I couldn't even sit down in the chair. I'd probably break it in half. And it only got worse when she mentioned how hot it was again, before taking a cube of ice from her drink, sucking that sweet coffee and cream off of it, and then sliding it along her neck and down her cleavage, watching me. Fuck. The wet trickle of ice water on her lips, the sight of her slender fingers with the painted nails slipping up and down through the gap between those big breasts. If I wasn't mistaken, I think she was deliberately teasing me. I even thought I saw her eyes drift down to my dick, which was impossible to hide pulsing against my khaki uniform pants as it was. Didn't help that my mind kept insisting that she was staring at my dick, telling me she wanted it, telling me that this might be my only chance to make a move on Ms. Shields, to cup those big knockers of hers, and that I shouldn't blow it. This time, I guess I just let my dick win, Lacey. Because as she was talking, mid-sentence, I just reached my hand out and placed it under one of her tits. I watched myself do it, too, as if I was outside of my body, because there's no way I could actually be doing this right now. Fuck, I even squeezed it a bit. Then I readied myself for a slap across the face, scolding, or something. But it didn't come. Instead, Ms. Shields just chuckled and said, "You've been waiting to do that since freshman year, huh?" I couldn't make my tongue work, so I just nodded, and then she took my other hand and put it on her other tit. I just stood there and groped her big jugs over her shirt, standing in that tiny alleyway for what seemed like forever. I was in titty heaven. And, of course, I slapped them together a bit. That clapping sound of her big firm globes knocking together was what my dick really craved. It brought to mind all of my fantasies of fucking Mrs. Shields over her desk, hiking up those short skirts she worn, pounding her hard while her big titties clapped together. Or the fantasy of her coming into my room late at night, climbing onto me while I lay in bed and riding my dick hard, her bouncing breasts giving me a clapping round of applause as I spunked deep inside her cunt. Everything happened so fast, like I was dreaming. Somehow my cock was out of my pants and Ms. Shields' blouse was undone. Her nipples were even bigger than I imagined, and she was cupping her big triple D's together, looking up at me from her chair. "You were always my favorite student, you know," she said. Then she fucking leaned in and took a lick of the tip of my dripping dick. "You might be my favorite flavor, too," she added, licking her lips. And fuck, I couldn't hold back after that. I pushed my dick against her lips and watched Ms. Shields open them and let me slide into her hot fucking mouth. Fuck, Lacey. I'm surprised I didn't blow my load with my first thrust. But I didn't want this to end. Fucking Ms. Shields' mouth while I played with her tits was just too good. Then someone a few shops down tossed their recycling bin in the alleyway with a loud bang. It snapped both of us back to reality. My dripping dick slipped from Ms. Shields' mouth. We held our breath, wondering if they saw us. They didn't. I looked down at Ms. Shields and moaned. Fuck, she looked better than I'd ever seen her, if that was possible. Her big fucking tits were just out in the sunshine, a little rosy from my groping hands, her lips glossy from sucking my cock, and her eyes dark with desire. But the interruption was a reminder of where we were, and the fact that I was still technically on the job. Fuck, I didn't want this to end. I mumbled that I only had a few minutes left on break and that I'd really like to have dinner with her. God, I sounded so pathetic. Miss Shields chuckled and patted my arm. It seemed she was only in town for the day. She'd moved upstate and wouldn't likely be back for a while. Still, she didn't make a move to button up her top. Just sat there with her tits out. And nothing mattered more in that moment than my cock getting to feel those globes smothering in. "Well, since I've only got a few minutes, I better make this quick," I said. And I slid my dick between Ms. Shields' big milkers, using my hands to squeeze them together, wrapping my dick between that soft yet firm skin, thrusting my hips up and down. There was no finesse to my motions. I just needed those tits to milk my dick. Miss Shields held on to the back of her chair to keep steady, pushing her chest out towards me as I rapidly tit-fucked her. She liked it. She was smiling, and her gaze volleyed back between my face and my dick, licking her lips and watching my excitement build, until the pleasure of those delicious triple D's was just too much, and I shot my load up against her neck and on her chest, feeling it dripping down between her fun bags, lubing my shaft as I just kept thrusting and adding more and more cum between those knockers of hers. I can't remember shooting as much cum as that day between Miss Shields' breasts. I tucked my cock away just before my manager poked her head out to the alley door and told me to haul ass back to work. Miss Shields' tits were buttoned back up again, and she waved me on, telling me I shouldn't get into trouble. I just nodded and headed back inside, leaving her there. I didn't know what to say anyway. I felt like an ass. I just used her tits to get off. Although my dick was quite happy about the whole thing. Fuck, I was still throbbing. After a few minutes, the back door opened, and I heard more than saw Miss Shields. That fucking sound was bad. Her tits clapping together in time with her heels on the tile. Only this time, the sound had an extra wet slap to each clap. And I fucking knew that was because they were slick with my cum. And fuck if my raging boner didn't spring back to life. Thank God I was behind the counter again. With her hand on the front door, Miss Shields stopped to look back at me, slyly dipping a finger down between her tits, bringing it to her mouth and seductively licking it off. Then, with a quick wink, the bell on the door rang out and she was gone. It's been weeks and I can't stop thinking about it, Lacey. And I can't come to anything else either. Just the vision of Ms. Shields' big clapping knockers. So I guess I'm wondering, do you think I'll ever see Ms. Shields again? And if I do, what should I say? Well, first of all, that was a hot fucking story. Those knocking tits of your Miss Shields must be spectacular. Then again, I know a thing or two about spectacular tits. My advice? Don't fucking wait for Miss Shields to show up again. If you want another go at those fun bags, hit her up on social media. Tell her you'd like some help before you begin your internship. Or hell, just tell her you want to fuck. Whatever feels right. Because I have a feeling your Miss Shields and her big jugs are ready for an encore.